The digital bandit sign revolution is here. What is up, guys? Zach in here.
Rick in here.
And in today's video, we are excited to announce the digital bandit sign revolution. Now, we have been flirting with this. We've been teasing it to you guys. We've been showing you a little here and there about digital bandit signs. And we truly believe in the wholesaling real estate industry. One or two times a year, something crazy happens that changes the game. It changes the way you look at marketing. It changes everything. And I don't say that word lightly. Game changer or revolution things, right? The last big one was AI. And that was probably the biggest one I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. This is a lot. It's not as crazy of a step, but it is something that is worth making an entire series on and talking about. And these are what we call digital bandit signs. Now, this is not a new marketing strategy. For you watching, this is a brand new marketing strategy. There are no gurus, no YouTube videos that show this in depth, nothing like this. This is a secret, okay? A big secret in the wholesaling game that we want to tell you. And this has never been a strategy that was able to be unlocked without the power of AI. Because AI has happened. It was able to do the one roadblock stopping you from doing digital bandit signs all over the world. And so we are excited to announce the digital bandit sign revolution. And this, all you really have to know is a free marketing strategy that has free inbound leads that come to you. And really, AI does all the work. Now, here's the, oh, how much is this going to cost me, Zach? Is this all for a small $50,000 fee talking to my staff? And we get, no. All right. Let me tell you this straight up. By the end of this video, you'll be able to start posting digital bandit signs on the internet right now. Okay. Like there's no secret to this. And we were a little scared. Okay. And now we're easing into this because this is a full breakdown today. We were a little scared to break this down because we know once we kind of let the cat out of the bag, everyone's going to be doing it. And this isn't a secret strategy where I'm trying to hide it from everyone what to do. I'm letting everybody know. All the gurus are going to come in tomorrow and make their own little video on this. But no one in real estate wholesaling ever announces anything new. There's no new marketing channels, no strategies. It's all the same stupid stuff regurgitated. And this is one that you've been using for over 20 years that we've kind of revamped with AI for you guys. Now, there are versions of this that are different that gurus sell for $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. And this is a strategy I've seen everywhere. For the past six, almost 7 years in wholesaling real estate, I've seen digital bandit signs every single pretty much day, but they never really worked because AI couldn't do the work and you had to do the work yourself and it never worked out. And so what we're going to do today is talk about digital bandit signs and how it is going to change the world in wholesaling real estate, how it's going to change everything. So guys, digital bandit signs are here. Digital bandit signs are going to change the entire world. But before we break down exactly what digital bandit signs are, how you can start posting for free to get inbound leads, no cold calling, no texting, none of that stuff. Guys, do us a favor. If you want to support our YouTube channel and stuff like this, where we break down new marketing strategies, new marketing tactics, never before seen stuff that nobody else in the industry wants to talk about, do us a favor. Make sure you smash that like button and subscribe. Hit the bell notification icon so you never forget a live stream. We have a new video that drops. Guys, stuff like this, when you're watching this live, you're getting this information. And so by the end of this video, you'll start posting digital bandit signs. Guess what happens? Because you're watching this live, you hit the bell notification, you start posting it right after the video is done because you're watching it. Or you post it while I'm talking about it versus your competition that's going to go to a guru mastermind next week and then they'll talk about it after that. And you're like, you're a week ahead of them. Hit that subscribe button, hit that bell, and always comment below your questions. The more comments, always the better. And I love it. I love to help everybody out. Now, let's get into this. So digital bandit signs. Let me give my sexy guru pitch. Let me act like I'm selling you a $5,000 course because unfortunately, that's the only way I figure out people pay attention. So this is a strategy that has no cold calling, no texting, none of that stupid stuff, no skip tracing, no cost, no money at all. And you get leads coming into you while you're sipping on, I don't know, Coca-Cola on the beach. Ah, living the life, right? You know, and for the low price of $0, you get started. digital bands. They sell themselves. It's a great strategy. I love it. And so let's talk about it. So what is a digital bandit sign? So let's talk about bandit signs, right? So basically bandit signs, you stick them in the ground. We buy ugly houses cash and they come into you, right? The leads come to you.
Yeah.
That's a bandit sign.
That's it.
Digital bandit signs are basically bandit signs you put over the internet. And guys, why do we call it digital bandit signs? You know, it's, I got my first 100K in wholesaling from bandit signs. So I love bandit signs. Okay. The problem is you put them out, someone steals it, somebody takes it down. You got to wake up at 4 a.m. to put them out. Like, it's a lot of work. Okay. I got to staple it sometimes. It's a ton of work. I get it. But the cool part about digital bandit signs is I can just copy paste, and do 100 of them in 5 seconds. I could pay someone to do it too. I get coding. I have AI writing things. It's insane. So digital bandit signs are band signs you can put all over the internet. Now, this is completely different than Facebook ads. This is completely different than PPC. This is completely different than SEO. This is none of those things, because those things cost $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month to run, and they get leads and deals, I'll tell you. But you'll get 15 grand and you're going to have to spend 8 or 9 grand for the deal. Like, it's ridiculous. All right. We're not talking about that. Okay. And I know it seems like an internet fad to go do the new internet hip thing, but this is thing that's here to stay because of AI. All right. Costs no money at all. Not much time. AI is writing the scripts and that's it. And so let's just talk about it. Right. And the reason I'm going to break this down, I have to give everybody a warning before we break this. It's so simple how we're going to tell you how to do this, but I make it simple on purpose. Digital bandit signs are best when you use your own scripts. Digital bandit signs are better when you use your own thing. Let me give you an example, like SMS text blasting. Mm-hmm. When I give you an SMS text blasting script, you guys copy it word for word. I have 10,000 people who watch this video that are going to word for word do the same script. And then the carriers are like, we know this ad copy gets the boot. So whenever I talk to you guys, you have to fill in the differences in between. The reason why we're purposely letting you fill in the own gap, your own gaps in between that is, first of all, you experiment. You see what works, you see what doesn't work. And most important part, if everyone has the same digital bandit signs, it won't work. Okay. You got to get creative in your own mind. I'm going to give you examples and all this stuff, but you have to use your own head, because once you use your own head, you get creative with things. And once you get creative with your ad copies and stuff, you're actually going to get great deals. Digital bandit signs work. So let's kind of talk about the first method of digital bandit signs. And for us to break it down, we have to give you a story about how you got your first deal off a digital bandit sign on a fishing forum 17 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So how did you get your first deal off a digital bandit sign before any of these gurus even knew what the word real estate meant?
Well, you use the same technique that we teach you when you meet with motivated sellers. So the main ingredient is connect with them, build amazing rapport, and have a great conversation. So if you can take that exact same mantra and take it over to the digital bandit sign, here's the key: is you cannot spam. So you first have to infiltrate the groups you're already part of organically. So I like fishing. I like UFC. I love anything with like family, dogs, and stuff like that. So I'm already in those groups. So I'm in there and I've already posted content and I'm considered a trusted source.
So you did where were you in? What kind of groups are we talking though?
Like fishing groups.
There's no Facebook groups back then.
No, it was more forums and stuff like that. And then once you posted and people are like, okay, they know what they're doing. It was real easy to post simple things. Hey, by the way, so I always did a bridge statement and, you know, hey, go over to this fishing spot. It's great. And by the way, if you ever need to sell a property quick, I'm your guy. This is what I do. And then people would DM me, ask me questions. And then eventually someone post, hey, I'm thinking about selling my house. I'm thinking about moving. And then I was like, hey, you ever think about just selling it quickly? And listen, it didn't work with every one of them, but I got leads that were basically free. And here's the difference is the new wave is these gurus are teaching people to go join 100 groups. And 1 minute later, make a post. You're all being flagged, or worst off, you're in a group that doesn't pay attention. I would never do business with you. Sellers are going to be the same way. You can't try to cram stuff down people's mouth. people know what's fake and know what's real. So you have to be organic about it because it's not about money. But if you just go in there and try to take from a group, nobody's going to do business with you, even if the moderators let you stay in there.
So we'll kind of talk about this, what you're talking about. So I got to decipher this, your first deal, right? Because we're talking about it, but like you went in these Facebook groups, right?
Yeah.
And you basically told people what you did, right? And these, you had a big, powerful statement on, because with the forums, there's 50, 60,000 local fishermen in there.
Yeah.
And you let 50 or 60,000 of those people know that you buy houses for cash. That's like you doing 60,000 texts in 2005, right? And nobody else, so he was doing a marketing channel of 60,000 lists that no one else was able to do. And guys, oh, that Rick guy, I like him. Oh, 60,000, boom.
Yeah.
So everyone imagines, right? Oh, I go to a coffee shop. I let people know that I buy houses cash, 10 people there. That's great. But it's better to do one thing and 60,000 people see it. And I have to tell you, a lot of you guys are part of in-person groups. Maybe you're part of the the Freemason Lodge. Maybe you're out here, you're part of some community of something, right? Maybe your political group, maybe your thing here, right? Maybe this or that, right? But the one thing I can tell you is right now, you can amplify what you're doing with it. So, you know, in the in-person groups are fine, right? I'm with my book club. We got 10 people. It's great that they know I buy houses cash. Mm-hmm. But the true power of the internet is going to be the thing that changes everything, okay? The point of the internet here, guys and gals, is when I'm in a group of 10 or 15,000 of something locally, fishing groups, right? A mom's group, a dad's group, there's barbecue groups, there's people that like sneakers. And
you're in a dad group?
No, you are.
Okay.
I don't know. Sure. But like those type of internet groups of 10, 12,000 people, these are Facebook groups, forums, Reddit, I don't know, like whatever they are online, you let those 10,000 people know what you do. It's a marketing channel in itself. And that's what we're trying to do. And so I'm not saying you can only do the groups you're into, but like you can join groups of people. They don't have to be Facebook groups and let people know who you are. You can make a post in that thing saying, I buy houses cash, like a bandit sign, and then they come to you. That's it, right? And the big secret is not you just didn't go in there transactional. You were in there, you were actually participating. And then you let people know, and then boom, you got deals.
Right? Yeah, I didn't do what I call spam posts.
Yeah, and so this is all about doing Facebook groups. But before we break down the methodology of doing the Facebook groups, we got to do the intro. I ain't forgetting about the intro. I get a little excited talking to you guys. So guys, let's get into it. Let's break this down. Cue the intro, and we'll get into the exact methodologies step by step. Woo!
The fuck out of bed, bitch. Go. Get up, get up. Get the guy. Go. Gotta wake up. Gotta wake up, bitch. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up.
Alrighty, okay. We're back. And so let's kind of get back into this. So let's talk about it, right? So how do we do the step-by-step? So that's how we got your first digital bandit sign deal. And over time, we kept going on and on and on with it. And it eventually led us to kind of doing it ourselves with AI. Now, I used to do it kind of by myself. I got deals here and there. It wasn't a really good strategy because I had to make the ad copy different every time. And it was a lot of stinking work. But AI, I can just throw in and say, hey, make a post for this and it'll just do it for me. And so let's kind of break this down step by step. All right. So what's method one here? Method one are what we call Facebook groups. That's kind of what we're talking about. So like you can do other groups, fishing groups, things like that. But like there's a bunch of Facebook groups, right? So I had Jason here says my golf cart enthusiast group has over 80,000 people. Like that's pretty gangster.
I gotta join that group.
Right. But like right? I'm just telling you, like, stuff like that. And if they're local, it's amazing. So how do you do this, right? I mean, guys, you guys got to fill in between the lines of what to do. I'll tell you what I do. I just go to AI and I say, write me a post in the X, in the Myrtle Beach Gulf Coast golf cart enthusiast group about how I loved golf carts. And if anyone's looking to sell their house, I'm looking to buy a couple for cash. And you have it do it right. You can say make 50 variations of it and then make different posts and variations and you get it right. Here's the secret. Don't complicate it. Have AI write it pretty much for you. And how does AI work again? AI is only as good as the person asking it the question.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give it a terrible prompt, your script's going to suck. And so ask a good thing. So in this group, make a post about blah, 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 and that I'm looking to buy a house. Right? Get creative with it, guys. Like I just, y'all smart, right? You can learn how to do it from there. But go to different Facebook groups. The only rule I would say is make it a local group. Don't make it like, you know, I guess the only one that is not local, like the Miami Dolphins fan group, most of them are going to be in Miami.
I'm part of that group.
But there's going to be people in like Minnesota that are fans and San Diego. So like, it's not the best, right? Make sure it's locally specific. And so I just go to groups and I just search, like I go to city, space, and then like group. And then I just go through Facebook and look. You're smart enough to do it, but it's a great way to do it. The other method that we talk about is Craigslist. And I know Craigslist is known as like the shady internet weird thing, but you still get deals on it, right? Mm-hmm. And we just did a year ago, I did a podcast because I was only doing Facebook groups, right? And his name is Brian, and we did a podcast with him. And he made $30,000, two deals from Craigslist. He just posts Craigslist ads. We buy ugly houses. He no AI, and he was doing deals like that. I'm like, I got to look into it. Then AI happened, then we start doing it. I'm like, oh, it's actually working. People are getting deals from this. And so now we can announce that you can use Craigslist for this too, right? It's pretty simple, right? You just go back into the AI, say, hey, AI, make a Craigslist post about blah, 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 blah. We buy houses. Well, whatever you want to put in there. Get creative with it. Don't do the same exact one. And use ChatGPT. Bard AI is okay with it. It's not the best. I like ChatGPT the best for Craigslist ads. And the one thing you're going to find with Craigslist is they're going to want to take down your post a lot because it seems a little spammy. And so what I found is if you post 30 posts in like one day, it's not going to be the best. Maybe one post a day. And just do a different ad copy every single day and you should be fine. Now the question is like where to post, right? I tell you, get creative. Post in different type of places in Craigslist. You obviously don't have to pay for it. And just see which one's getting traction and which ones aren't, right? You got your Google Voice number. Have them call you. It's like a bandit sign, right? But it's digital. That is the point here. Post and for the Facebook groups and the Craigslist and just let the leads come in. It's pretty simple, guys. You make the AI, you make the post, and you let the deals come in, right?
Yeah.
What's the secret? It's consistency, right?
It's doing it.
Guys, if you expect to get a deal in the next 4 hours from doing this, you're sadly mistaken, all right? The reason why these digital bandit signs work is because it's a natural, legit marketing strategy. And what does every legit marketing strategy, especially ones that are free, take? Time. And consistency. Now, I said it's not that much time to write them, but you have to show up every single day and post them. All day, every day. Craigslist is like, you got to be on the top. If you're not on like the top page, mm-hmm. It's over. Facebook groups too. And so you can't spam the Facebook groups because they're going to kick you out. So you got to be careful with that. But like you consistently post, you consistently comment, like you consistently just do in and out, like day after day. And these leads will come in, right? And that is the point here, guys. You go out here, you post it, you make the deals, and it works. I tell you, everyone comes up to me. They're sick of calling. They're sick of texting. Just try the bandit signs out. Try these digital bandit signs out. They're not a surefire way to get rich in wholesaling, but it's definitely a method I think that you guys should be trying to do, okay? And if you want like a more detailed breakdown on it, we are posting some videos in the future for it.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows we have the Digital Bandit Sign Academy at Flip with Rick Plus. Unfortunately, YouTube is going crazy. They just took down two cold calling videos that we did. And so YouTube's getting a little weird. I have no ill will towards them, right? But like, we got to look at our live cold calls now because YouTube's not liking them. And I'm not risking a YouTube channel for some live cold calling. I love my live cold calling, trust me. But YouTube's taking down a couple of them for privacy. And so they're really making a big push on this. So I recorded I recorded some videos on Bandit Sign, digital Bandit Signs, me posting it, me going out here and getting the leads. And unfortunately, they didn't like the privacy part of that. And so unfortunately, we have to move a lot of it inside of FlipClick Plus, basically on our own servers. And so we did make an ultimate digital Bandit Sign Academy, which kind of fills everything in between. But honestly, like, you don't need it. Like, it's another notch on FlipClick Plus for it, the live events and stuff like that. But we do have that on there, FYI for everyone. But honestly, between you and me, if you just start testing everything out, you'll do well. So how did I learn how to do digital Bandit Signs? I wasn't the expert. I kind of learned a little from you. I started posting them. Okay, this doesn't work. This works. And every Craigslist is different. Every Facebook group is different. They're all going to be slightly different. But really, digital Bandit Signs, they're here to stay and they're here to work. So guys, that's how digital Bandit Signs work. I hate to say it, but every single marketing strategy requires consistency and showing up every single day and doing it. And so we're super excited for that and right here to help you out. So what we're going to do here is answer some questions you guys have. Obviously, we have our one-on-ones. So we just posted the link on there in the Wholesaling Houses for Real Facebook group. So if you guys want to hop on there and talk to us, y'all always invited on there. We got the StreamYard link on there and we're here to help you out. It drives me crazy, but if you actually go out here and start wholesaling houses, you'll actually end up doing well. And so we're excited for it, right?
Oh, yeah.
What else do we got? Before we get into it, we announced we actually have our first live event, which is pretty cool. That's going to be October 19th through the 20th, right? Right? Yeah.
October 19th. So we got a live 20th. Event. I had to think about
it. So tell them about it.
So we're having it here in our hometown, Stuart, Florida. I don't know if we can ever have one here again because the size with it. But October 19th, 20, I believe it's a Thursday, Friday. Easy to get hotels around here. You can do the small hotel. It'll be near it'll be in the downtown area. You guys have a beautiful waterfront view. But more importantly, forget all that stuff. We are going to take 2 days and do nothing but deep dive into wholesaling. And I'm not putting 8 speakers on the stage to sell you 3 million packages. He's a speaker. I'm a speaker. We might have one guest speaker but they're not there to sell you anything. And the idea is we're going to deep dive 8 hours every day. And we're going to spend as much time as we can teaching you the strategies that work in our business. And more importantly, we can work with you on your business. And we're going to make it just exclusive enough where we can have enough motivated people there that want to learn wholesaling, but it's not your 500 to 1,000 people crowd. It's going to be somewhat small and intimate, and you got to be part of the Flip with Rick Plus community. It's going to be amazing. I haven't done a live event in probably over 10 years.
Because I've never done one.
So I just decided I don't want to be part of this crazy cult going on in the guru teaching field. And so we are here just for you. We're going to deep dive. So I don't have luxury cruises. I don't have a 5-course dinner. I could do all that stuff, but it's not going to help you guys out. So we're going to deep dive into it and you'll be able to spend time with me and Zach. I love spending time with you guys one-on-one and get to know you even on a more personal basis. So we've set Flip with Rick Plus where we meet every week. We meet online and I get to know all the members. I get to know about your businesses. And then I can quickly identify what you need some help with it. And you have access to me and Zach, and that's why we do it. So the live event, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be insane. We're going to record it for our members.
So basically it's a mastermind, but it's free. So if you're FlipClick Plus, it's free. So it's going to be the only one where basically everyone in there is on a level playing field and they're all there for free. They're all there for free. And it's crazy. And so what it's going to basically do is it's just 2 days. We're going to talk all about wholesaling houses. It's called Escape the Matrix. So we're talking about how to skip that 9-to-5, make your first 100K. That's basically all we're focusing on that one. Then we're going to have another event about scaling a business. But that's pretty cool. It's all about networking. I would say 90% of the point of being there is for the networking. But most importantly, you're going to hang out with us. Yeah. And so basically 2 days, 8 hours. You're going to hang out with literally us. I promise you there was going to be less than 500 people there. I mean, that's the capacity. So that is going to be pretty cool. And for the reason, like, hey, I don't want to be part of Flipler Plus or anything like that, that's fine. Guess what? We're going to have, I think, 4 videographers there that are going to record the entire thing. And we're going to post it. We're going to post parts of it onto the YouTube channel. And that's going to be pretty cool. It's not going to be live streamed or anything.
No,
that live event is for the people. It's always for the people. So that event will be posted on the YouTube channel. Take a little bit to edit it out. But it's going to be pretty gangster. And so if you want to join it, just go to Flipler Plus. Once you sign up, you automatically have a ticket for there if you're active till that point. And you'll be able to network with us, send me deals, say hi to me.
Yeah, no pep rally. That's dude. Like, cool. We're in there just to, like, deep dive. And so 2 days with me and Zach, like, you get double the trouble with us. And
oh boy,
honestly, it would be like going to 4 other events because we don't, like, I don't have dancers. I don't have all this stuff, dude. I just want to talk about wholesaling and the fact that I haven't done it over 10 years because I escaped the cult matrix. And along with my son, it'll be amazing. So if you're ever going to connect with us, spend some time and really get to know us. I know a lot of you online. And then with the Flip with Rick Plus is we feel that learning wholesaling is not a thing you just show up a weekend and learn because you walk out of there with more questions and answers. So we developed to where you can learn and earn before the event, and then you learn and earn after the event, and you're part of the community. And that's what, Zach, we want to develop relationships. This business of wholesaling coaching has turned into these monster, like, cash machines. We're doing the opposite. We're looking to build relationships. And the more relationships I can build, the more money we can make together. So if you got a time, set that time aside, go over to Flip with Rick Plus. I promise you it'll be like no other event you've ever gone to. Because nobody else does what me and Zach do.
Exactly.
So if you like what we do online, you're going to even love it more in person. I promise.
That's pretty much. So Labano wants to know how much. It's free if you're part of Flipler Plus. That's kind of the point. So I put everything we possibly have in Flipler Plus. We extend the live streams. We do extra Zooms. We do all the stuff. You can personally DM me and Rick. We talk about it forever. Flipler Plus basically has everything you ever want to know. It's just Flip with Rick, just with more. And so everyone who's in there automatically gets a free ticket for there. No one can go pay for a ticket for it. It's a free. The point is everyone's in there for free, and that's what it is. And the only reason why we're saying this now is because next time our events probably maybe have 1,000 people, and I can't guarantee I can personally talk to every single one. But this one, I can to this point.
It's like the inaugural. It's amazing.
And so I will tell you this, though, and I have said this. If we do get over too many members in Flipler Plus, we will shut it down until the event's over and then reopen it. And so I'm giving everybody the one. So there's a lot of people waiting to join Flipler Plus until, like, the event happens. That's okay. But I will tell you, I will just make a quick snap announcement and just shut it down. And I can't guarantee when it's coming back on. I'm not trying to scare anyone on there, but I will tell you, The tickets come in on the date you joined and if you're active. And so this month I can guarantee it, next month I can't. So that's pretty much it. It's pretty gangster. I can't wait to see everyone on there.
So if you're already part of Flip with Rick Plus, you're already guaranteed. We're looking going forward. We still have openings, but at some point we have a limitation on it.
Yeah, exactly. So just FYI, if we start posting videos at an event, it's like, what's going on? It's going to be that event. So look out early November about videos dropping on it. It'd be pretty cool. But Flipler Plus, pretty gangster. But before we get into Flipler Plus, we got to talk about getting your first deals. And you got to go to freelancing.com for that. That's where it's all at. It's pretty gangster. So let's talk about it. Let's answer some questions. Let's get into it. Patrick says, how do I connect with you? You can personally text me in Flipler Plus. That's pretty much the only way. I get too many DMs. And I'm only talking to people in there because someone's like, oh, I got a deal and need dispoed in Minnesota. I'm like, just talk to this guy. He's in Flipler Plus. He helps everyone out. Boom. JV with that, right? I'm telling you, it works out. So let's see here. Is Chesapeake, Virginia? It's a decent market.
Yeah.
You know, I've had better markets, but no, you can still do deals there. So we got some good ones. Let's go. Let's see. You're in a dad group? No, you're just making sure. Surprise.
No, it wasn't me. I just want to make sure.
We're fine,
you could announce that here on here live.
Oh, please don't. All right. No, I do
not.
Make your
mother very happy.
Okay. No. That is not a thing. All right. But yeah, let's get it, guys. So first off, let's do some one-on-ones, guys. You need to hop on the one-on-ones. Go to Wholesaling Houses for Realtors, our free Facebook group for wholesaling real estate. So you go here. You go to Wholesaling Houses for Real. You click this, you click the StreamYard link, boom, you get hopped on the StreamYard link. You'll talk to us free.
First off, you have Mr. Full Price for your house. Why is that your title? What is your title? Who pays for it? You pay full price for houses?
Can you hear me real good?
Yeah, we hear
you. But whoa. Why do you pay full prices for houses? Is this a creative finance thing? Like what?
Yes, it is a creative financing thing.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Listen, he can do whatever he wants.
It's price or terms.
Is just what the seller and I agree on.
Okay. It's all price and terms, so it makes sense.
That's a strategy. That's fine.
That's a strategy. I see people do wholesaling bandit signs as full price for your house. That upsets me to no end.
That
when wholesalers do that.
When you start out that way, it's
it drives me crazy. But all right, what's up? How can I help you out?
Okay, so I have a few different questions I've been trying to get on. Y'all are doing amazing. We appreciate it. So I just got – have y'all ever heard of PropWire?
Yeah.
Okay, how do you pull the list from there? Is it similar to PropStream?
Yeah, so I have a great answer for you. So I have over 100,000 people in freeholsting.com.
Mm-hmm.
I've had one person give me a deal from there, so I don't talk about it.
Okay. It's very untested.
It's fine. But we 100,000, that's how we take a study. We don't see good results from the people doing it, so we don't talk about it.
Okay.
That's it.
I'll leave it that way. All right. So also, if I get code violations, and how do I skip trace those if they just have basically just the address? Do you do batch leads or where do you go?
You can use truepeoplesearch.com, which is free. You can pay for batch leads. You can use PropStream. I believe PropWire has skip tracing if you want to test that out. I mean, I've never done it. And then you can always do like launch control skip. Everyone wants to take your money on skip tracing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can do it free or paid.
It's all
really
the same pricing. So whatever drives you the least amount. And some people go, I go, listen, what can you afford? Some people go, I got no money. I'm like, okay, well, you already have the answer.
And we're not saying anything bad about PropWire. There's about, I think, three or four investors in there. I think we know one of the owners, but there's like three or four other people in there. I can't vet them. And I know who they are, but I don't personally know who they are. So I can't guarantee it from there. All the other platforms, we personally know the owners. And all the owners.
And we use in our own business. So we've never used the other one. And I don't gamble with my data. It has to be proven over time. And if it winds up, if anything's a wonderful product, time always tells. And people go, hey, this is amazing. You have to use it. And we just haven't crossed that bridge yet.
I've had 15 people this year tell me that I'm wrong about Facebook ads and they get a bunch of money from it, but I never get it from that service. So I study the people that we got and we don't see it from there.
Okay, last question. I have the Watershoff list, and I just got that skip traced. Do I just basically just call them and say, hey, are you the owner of such and such and such? And are you considering selling? And then start a conversation from there and see where it goes.
So have you ever gone to freeholsting.com?
Yes, I think I'm in week 9 or whatever it case may be.
Okay, so if you're in week 9 of the 30-day wholesaling challenge, so they're by days, not weeks. So are you talking about day 9?
Day 9, excuse me.
So day 11 is going to be cold calling. The whole script's in there. So our script is, hey, are you the owner of the property and are you interested in selling it? That's it.
Okay.
So day 11's got cold calling in it. All right?
All right. Thanks, Zach. Thanks, Rick.
Okay, what's your favorite creative financing strategy?
I'm new to this, so I'm learning all kind of areas. I haven't got my first deal yet. So once I get my first deal, I'll let you know.
All right. Sounds good, man. What market are you in again?
Davenport, Florida.
Oh, where's Davenport?
Where's Davenport?
It's about 45 minutes away from Orlando.
Southwest?
Yes, right next to Kissimmee.
Okay.
It's a good market.
It can't be bad then. All right. Keep it up, man.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Perfect. Yeah. We're not talking anything bad about PropWire, but like, guys, we have hundreds of thousands of wholesalers. I interview all these people, say, where do you get your data? And if I don't see it, I don't talk. So like, there's other services, right? Like there's REI Reply. I don't see people like sending me deals that, hey, I did it from this, so I don't talk about it. Yeah. Property Radar, I've heard good things, but nobody in our community uses it and does deals from it, so I don't talk about it. Now, these aren't, I'm not saying they're terrible, but I just use the data. What do people to get deals from, and do I talk about it or not? And so everyone talks about it,
yeah,
but I got to see checks from it, right?
Full disclosure, before PropStream and Batch Leads, like I waited a long time before.
List source used to be the thing.
Yeah, we tested the data, and it's, listen, if you're getting tried and true results from a data server, why would you change? The problem is the game changed from CoreLogic, which owns List Source, and then when PropStream and Batch first came out, we just, like, are they going to be around? How's their customer service? Are you going to rip me off on a credit card? So we had to go through like a 2 to 3 year period testing all that stuff out. So we're not picking on any one service. It's just good products over time. They invest in the company and they take care of it. The problem with a lot of these data companies is they want to get a lot of users as quick as possible and then sell it. And to me, that's problematic. I don't know if that's the outcome, but if they do that, the subscriber is going to be left whole in the bag, because data costs money, and anyone who does it for free on the data side, there's going to be problems down the road because something's got to be undercut. But I'm not picking on it. I 2 to 3 years before I even put a stamp of approval between PropStream and Batch, because I wanted to see if it worked in my business. So make sure you get a deal from it before you dive it all the way in, because if it's no good, it's going to shut down your business. And why would you do that? So you got to get the right list. You got to get the right data. And honestly, with these other subscriptions with PropStream and Batch, you get 10,000 leads a month, but you know they work. And that's the difference. So whenever something new comes on, it always sounds better and greater. We need data. If we got over 100,000 users and we're not getting a lot of feedback on people getting deals from that, until we prove otherwise, we're going to keep our current stance.
Yeah, exactly. Other question we got. I'm already in plus, so how do we know it's not going to be overbooked? Basically, once the membership exceeds the capacity, we're going to make sure to get yes or no's, and how many no's we get, we'll let more people in. And then once that's over, we're going to shut down Flipbook Plus until the event's over, and then we'll see what we do from there. We might keep it shut down. We don't know. I never wanted Flipbook Plus to have like 5,000-6,000 people inside of it.
But if 300 people try to sign up like 2 days before.
Yeah. So we might shut it down and only for JV people for a while. We're just going to see how it works.
Clive, you should be fine.
Yeah. If you're in now, you should be fine. If you're now, for the next month, I would say, but yeah, we'll see. Next here we got Jason.
Yo. We should have a fight cage at the event.
Jason, what's up, man?
How are you?
Yeah, a little spotty, but you're good, man. What's up?
Hey, so I wanted to let you guys know I got another deal closing tomorrow, $35,000 assignment. Got one scheduled to close next Friday. Yeah. So it's all because of you guys. So, hey, what's pretty cool, though, is I got my dad now that wants me to teach him how to wholesale. So trying to figure out what the best way to teach a dad to wholesale is. Figure you guys probably better than anybody how to work together.
Yeah. Cool. Dads aren't the brightest guys in the world, just so you know.
Dude, that's great, man. How did you get that deal?
Yeah. Which deal? The 35,000?
Yeah.
So it actually was a realtor friend of mine that I created with a realtor. It was a probate situation. He didn't know how to handle it. And I told him I would help him handle it if he decided that he would sell it to me. And if he sell it to me, then I will pay him a dual commission, so he'll make double commission sale. And he was like, well, let me try to find if I can handle this on my own. The next he called me, he's like, look, if you can help me hand this and you can help me with this seller, I'll sell it to you. So got it under contract last Monday, sold it last Wednesday, closing tomorrow.
Dude, 35 awesome. Grand. That's what it's all about, man. Congrats.
That's right. That's right. And then there's seven that'll close next week. And I'm scheduled to make 50,000 this month. So that is goal.
He's gonna hit the 100K club.
He's gonna keep pushing it up and just doing more and more and more. And the one thing about Jason, I recommend everybody go listen to Jason's podcast we did with him about how he started out. He's not some like crazy expert in real estate, right? I would say very relatable background, kind of how we started. And he just, I hate to say it, but like he just did what worked and just kept going at it. Like there's no secret to this, you know? You just got to just do what works, work your butt off, and you'll do well. I promise you, it's way better than any job out there. He's able to spend time with his kids definitely. And do it all. So,
you know, if you find
Oh, yeah, man. I think cut out there.
Can
what
you guys
say?
Hear me all right?
It's coming in and out. How about I kick you out you and you come back in? Right? That usually will work, all right? All right, I'm going to kick him out real quick, and he'll come back in and see if that works. It's kind of coming in and
so
out.
So, guys, his technique with that realtor is a basic one I teach. It's called preconditioning your realtors. Go listen. If you ever get a weird property that you're going to struggle to sell or has a legal issue, call me. At least I can give you an offer on it, and I can get you paid on both sides of the commission. Simple as that. Because if that realtor puts on the market, then Jason doesn't really have a shot to get it. So the key is it's off market. The realtor knows about it. And the realtor goes, I don't have to do a lot of work and I can almost double my commission. Where do you sign me up? Yeah. And it's really that simple of a conversation. Number two is Jason will attest to is wholesaling is not about being a master salesperson. It's actually the complete opposite. So like a really good used car sales, you think it'd be amazing in this business. They're not. It's the person who likes to talk to people, relate to people, connect with people and are authentic about it. And knows how to guide people down a path. That's all wholesaling is. And if you think you can do that, you're in the right place.
All right, let's see if this got any better. Hello.
Hey, guys, is that any better?
Oh, that's way better. Yeah.
It's like 30,000 feet up in the air.
Yeah, sorry. I'm like reverse driving for dollars right now. And I just found myself in a really bad spot of town, I guess, for reception. So I had to hurry up and drive.
So let's recap this really quick for everybody because the audio is spotty. You got 35 grand this deal. How much are you going to make this month?
So my goal is 50 to 60 this month.
50 to 60 this month. You're making $35,000 from a realtor. So you're on here to inspire the people, right? And so, Jason, the floor is yours. Somebody's watching this right now. They want to get their first deal. What are you telling them? They're working a job like you, right? Talk to them, right? Have a convo.
Dude, all you got to do, man, is go out and find a problem. And the bigger the problem you find, the better it works out for you and for the person you're trying to fix the problem for. Make yourself a problem solver and put yourself in the position of other people that are really down on their luck, that really need some help, and you are there to help them. And if you can make it that way, you'll do really well. That's what I really quickly had to figure out, is to find the biggest problem I could possibly find and to throw myself into it. So bring your lunch pail with you. It is an all day job. It's not easy. Nothing in this industry is easy. Wholesaling is not easy, but if you can get yourself up every day and chase it relentlessly, and make yourself a problem solver, you'll do really well.
All right, but let's get relative here.
Yeah.
What was harder, okay? Working a job and making the amount of money you were making or wholesaling and be able to spend time with your kids with the money you're making now?
Look, honestly, if it wasn't for you and your dad, wholesaling would not happen for me. So it depends. Yeah. If people are learning from you guys, then definitely taking your lunch pail to go work 12 hours, 15 hours a day. Throwing about 120,000 pounds of product on the shelves manually every week is definitely a lot harder. But thanks to you guys, this has been actually pretty easy. You just have to, so every day you got to make it make it a priority to make progress. And some days it's pretty difficult because I feel like I'm not doing enough and I'm not going anywhere. But all it takes is that one phone call or that one text that says, hey, I saw this sticky note you put over here. I do want to sell this property. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're back in the ball game.
That's it, man. It's simple. It's kind of like a blue collar job. You just get out there and you do the work.
Yep.
But you get paid $35,000 a month, not $35,000 a year. So it's a little different, right? I guess spend time with the kids and everything like that. And I think that was truly the most inspirational part about the podcast we did with you was it's not about even about the money. It's about the time too.
Yeah. And
there's nothing you can do about that. So I'll tell you, I've worked 8-hour days, 9-hour days, 12-hour days, like in a job on my feet all day. You don't want to complain about how hard wholesaling is. Go back to a job like that.
Right.
You'll switch pretty quick.
Yeah. So from my standpoint, exactly what's kind of difficult about wholesaling, it's not a hard industry. Here's what's difficult. So with a day job, you always know that you're going there, you're doing the job, you're getting it done. You know what you're supposed to do every day, and then you get it done. In wholesaling, you kind of don't know exactly what you should do every single day. And sometimes it feels like it gets a little bit stagnant. But if you continue to push through those little stagnant periods and you continue to just act every day, go out and act every day and make it a priority to find problems and find solutions to those problems every single day, then it'll work out.
Like how do you schedule your day?
So for me right now, there are 13 counties in Ohio that I've got 5 buyers in. So in these 13 counties, I drive to different towns and different cities in each one of these counties, and I go reverse driving for dollars every single day. I do at least 75 sticky notes a day, and I do walk at least 6 to 7 miles a day.
Wow. So, hey, it's exercise, man.
Reverse driving for dollars is all I want to do. And actually it puts me in the face of a lot more sellers, potential sellers that way than sitting around cold calling ever did. I hated cold calling. It never did anything for me. And I would rather just talk to these people face to face. So
it's funny because I did a lot of cold calling and I talk to sellers in person all the time. I take talking to a seller over cold calling any day of the week. I've had conversations with human beings my entire life. It's a lot more natural than cold calling. So I get it, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Cold calling just, I feel like a greasy salesman when I'm trying to cold call somebody. So
that's not you, man.
My real reason for chiming in here today with you guys was to tell you thanks again for everything that you guys do. I don't think you guys realize you're actually changing a lot of people's lives. And truly from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate that. My dad recently was like, hey man, I see that you're doing really, really well with this stuff. Can you teach me? And I was like, well, I'm not going to teach you because I'm not the expert. Zach and Rick are. So I pointed him in your direction. So he's been watching all your videos. He's going through the course right now. He just started going through the course yesterday. And he wants to know what the best way for him and I to work together is, because I'm going to be focusing all of my efforts on driving for dollars and reverse driving for dollars. So I just need to know what is the best way to put him in a place to where he can be successful. Cause you know, he's probably not going to want to walk 7 miles a day with sticky notes. So what do you guys think would be the best way to get him maybe to like, I want to be able to work together and not against each other.
Oh, this is easy, man. This is the easiest thing. Oh, okay. So let's get a little personal with you, right? First and foremost, how many leads do you have in your Podio right now?
Right now, about 15, I think. And they're 15. All people who told me, yes, they want to sell.
Okay. So you don't have a lot of leads, right? Like, I mean, you're going to eventually pump out more leads where you're going to have like 400 or 500 over the course of a year or two, right?
Right.
If what you need is pump the leads up and just have these follow-ups. And if you had your dad just call these follow-ups, like 7 of them a day of like that for a whole month, you'll get deals all day, every day. That's first and foremost for anybody watching this. If you want to bring a family member in, just have them cold call dead or like lukewarm follow-up leads. Mm-hmm. That's the best way. First and foremost.
Does he like talking to people?
Yeah, he's very good at talking to people.
Yeah. There you go, man.
So those 15 you have, you talk to him. Your dad doesn't need to talk to him. On top, the other advice I'd give to you is you can look at a map, right? So let's talk about conquering something, right? You know, we'll think about conquering Rome or whatever, right? Whatever. You're conquering this portion, but you're leaving an entire portion unconquered. You're cold calling, you're texting, your digital bandit signs, regular bandit signs. There's so many things that you're not doing right now, and you shouldn't be doing them. You're doing well what you're doing, and I've always said, whatever's working right now, you stick to it, right? Keep doing what you're doing. But there is this unincorporated land out west that you could be looking for gold too. And is it best for you to move what's working right now, where all the gold is right now, to look for like a random spot that might not get gold? No. But it might be good to bring some scouts out there to check it out, see what's working or not. And I know you're not a nerd like me, but I'm a nerd when it comes to data. Like, okay, this is working. Let's experiment and see what hits. So I'll do 5 different lists. 4 I'm going to like be terrible, but 1's going to hit. And then we add that on what we're doing. So I think your dad should honestly do the stuff that you're not doing. And think about this, Jason. Think about this. This is what I think about. If I had another Jason, and so you have 2 Jasons, just you and a clone.
Yeah.
Are you going to have the other Jason do it exactly just in the next scene in the car with you, talk all day? No, you're going to have him probably do something that you're not doing right now.
Yeah.
You just duplicated yourself. What are you going to make that person do? Think about that. If I had another one of me, I would probably start door knock. Between you and me, if I had another like Zach Ginn, I would just have him door knock all day because that's the only one I'm not really doing. I would probably have him cold call. If he hates cold calling, he can do texting. There's a lot of other things he can do. He could drive for dollars in areas that you're just not driving, right?
Okay.
I mean, he's a little older, right? But like, just try to find areas that you're not doing and just test it out, right? He could reverse drive for dollars to pre-foreclosures if you're not doing it, right? He could cold call the code violations if you're not, right? He can just start doing things that you're not doing and you can split the deal with him. And he's just like, he's doing stuff that you wouldn't even be able to do. It's amazing.
Yeah. So what you want to do is whenever you bring in a partner, family or not, you got to ask yourself, 1, why am I doing it? And 2, can I double my business? Because
are they adding to my business or taking away?
A true partner should eventually double your business. If not, what's the point of a partnership? Because if you do all the work and trust me, family is challenging. We came with this relationship just kind of naturally. That's the best way to do them. So what I would do is give him some tasks, like some follow-ups, stuff like that, and see how he does over 30 days and see if he enjoys it. The last thing you ever want to do with family is like feel like pressure to do it.
Or obligated.
Because the thing is, he's not going to have your success overnight by any stretch of the imagination. A lot of people come to us when we make money. Listen, when I was dead ass broke, nobody wanted to know a damn thing from me. It's just the truth.
Yeah.
But I really forced it when I was broke is when I came my strongest, because that's when I sharpened my knife the best. And I still try to think that way this day. So get them in the flow, give them some things to do. And remember, simplify the business. The more motivated sellers he can speak to and connect with and get you closer, and then you can do that final conversation and see if that sticks. If that can stick, I'll show you a window of opportunity you never even dreamed, imagined that's available.
It's just different, man.
Because the more people you're going to have talk to motivated sellers, it's just a matter of like how much energy and time you got. Because eventually, money won't be your issue. It's like, who can I bring into my organization to help me out? And you're slowly approaching that level. Because even like the mailing mastery, just take a look at it on your own time. Because I've shown countless people on here. I'm like, hey, let me show you what a few $1,000 will do. Now that you know how to talk to sellers, we can scale up your operations. And so get your dad started in the ground level with the follow-ups and the people you're working on now and calling on some specialized niche lists like government lists. And if he does well with that, reach out to me and Zach. Or if you're around to come down in Florida in October, we'll really grab you by the horns and go, hey, this is what you're going to do going forward. And listen, if you think a couple $100,000 is a lot of money, let me show you $500,000 or $600,000 within your operation, because there's only so much you can do by yourself. So just make sure you don't strain your personal relationship.
No.
I've made that mistake before. But they got to love what you do and love the energy of how you're doing it. and you don't want to get in that tumultuous part. So test them out a little bit just to make sure, because people can be nasty in this business, as you know, and some people can't handle that part. My father never could. I know that.
But Jason, let's talk about this. First, what's the first and foremost priority, right? You're doing very well and you're growing. Oh, he just hopped off. Well, I'm going to keep talking.
Cut out. Yeah.
He'll listen to this replay. What Jason needs to do is he cannot stop what is working right now. He's going to be at 50K.
It's the worst thing.
And I feel like he's going to get to 70 and 100. And, you know, we've been, right?
Yeah.
The worst thing he can do is just start throwing that out the window and start trying to do it with his dad, right? That's not what you should be doing. You just got to add to it. Yeah. And so why am I a great partner with you? I started adding channels, Bandit Signs, cold calling, and SMS. You were Mr. Direct Mail and other things, but I started adding three things that you never even did. On top of that, I started doing acquisitions and kicked your acquisitions guy out.
Yeah.
So adding those three marketing channels and then me closing deals and doubling the assignment fees the other guy did, that's worthy of a partnership, in my opinion, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm able to 4X the business by me being in there,
yeah,
it's worth you giving half of that up by me being in there 4Xing.
I agree.
And what do I get in return? I was able to leverage your marketing dollars and expertise,
mm-hmm,
so that we were able to, yeah, we had to split it up, but we 4X the business, which in turn 4X divided by two, we were us together, we make double the money versus us separate.
Correct.
And so that's kind of the point. It's the peanut butter and jelly. Yeah, a peanut butter sandwich is okay. Mm. A jelly sandwich is okay.
Mm.
But you mix it up, it's amazing. And so that's how you got to look at it, right? I would start the dad slow there and build your way up. But Jason's a great testament to exactly what's possible. I think everyone on here can be able to do it. So
I'm all about that grape jelly.
Oh, yeah. So shout out to Jason there. We'll talk to him later. But yeah, we'd love to see it. So okay, let's do some more one-on-ones. Next year we got Juan.
Yo, what up, guys?
What's up, Juan?
Rick said he wanted to get a cage man. I don't know if that's a good idea because I've been doing Muay Thai for 8 years. So I don't
No,
know,
no, man. No. Listen, I fully plan on getting kicked, but I just figured if somebody screws up a script, we'll throw out the cage match, and someone's gonna like, hey, you gotta.
You know what,
dude? It's just
I'll put myself against any guru in a cage, though. Tell you that.
Oh, for sure, dude. For sure, of course.
I'll tell you any day. I don't think any guru's taller than me, honestly. It's just the truth.
I think
I'll win. Is that too mean? All right, I'm not going to break it.
All right, how tall are you? How tall are you?
6'1".
Oh, okay. I'm 6'3", bro. So.
You ain't a guru.
Anyways.
You ain't a guru.
I know, that's true.
It's kind of a requirement you got to be. I know, I'm not going to get into it.
Dude, that's it? Dude, you got the whole Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk. We should put the challenge out there for the guru.
Oh, dude. That would be awesome.
No, I don't want to hurt anyone. I'm not saying that, cock. Yeah, I'm good. You know, I'll take anyone on cold call, though. I'll tell you that. I'd rather cold call anyone up. Okay. I'll debate anyone. I'll cold call anyone.
And listen, I like rolling around. My joints don't like it anymore, man.
No,
man.
I feel you, man. I feel you. I mean, I'm 33. Day,
just putting my arm back like that, holding the bar. I was like, why are you doing that on my arm? I go, man, it just hurts.
Yep.
My wife goes, what's the problem with you this morning? And she goes, how'd you hurt yourself? I go, I woke up. It's crazy, man. I don't know. I think it catches up to you in your age, especially you MMA fighters. It's like, mm-hmm, there's a tax you pay in your 50s on that stuff. It hurts.
Oh, yeah.
How can I pay?
Yeah. Quick question. Yeah. So let's get back to this. I'm going to talk to you guys more about MMA and stuff when I see you. But So, you know, I've been going through this whole stuff for about a year and a half. Previous to meeting you, to, you know, finding you guys, I went through the whole guru route, and, you know, I have my sales job, and honestly, for 6 months, I was just I was doing a bad market in California. Obviously, I didn't know that it was not worth it here, but, you know, then I found you guys, and I started kind of strategizing a little bit better. And keep in mind, I've been wanting to leave my sales job for quite some time now, just very, very stressful. So I finally decided to, you know, take the 30-day challenge and really dive deep into the course. Because I have gotten, you know, close to signing contracts out here, but obviously my market's not good. So I was already going to move on to, you know, basically another job that was a lot less stressful. But I had already kind of had a plan to save up enough where I can, you know, take some time off for, you know, a solid 3 months before I have to jump into, you know, going back to a job. So I actually was, you know, planning already this Friday, well, tomorrow is my last day, and I was going to jump into just doing it full time because I have a cushion of 3 months, which I did find a market in Oklahoma. I found two markets, and I just kind of wanted to ask you some questions about that because I did go through the qualifications of, you know, the population, the county, the medium home price, and all that stuff. And I actually did talk to, I have a list of like five buyers. So they're pretty good. The only concern with the buyers was that, you know, I did pull a list from PropStream for the cash buyers. And I talked to them, and like three of them, they were, you know, they were, you know, buying about, they've bought so far about like 5 to 6 homes, but they didn't really know what wholesaling was. So I kind of explained it to them, and I, you know, was like, are you guys okay with me making money? You know, if, as long as it meets your requirements, you know, what is it that you guys would like to buy? And as long as you guys make your money, is that cool that I'm making my money? Because I don't want there to be a problem. They're like, no, definitely. I understand. We have proof of funds and everything like that. So have you guys run into that where some cash buyers are like relatively new and they don't really know what wholesaling is, or would that be a problem?
Oh, yeah. What's a cash buyer? They're real estate investors. A lot of people get started in real estate investing. They have cash. They want to put it into real estate, right? Of course they're new. Either if they want me to give the whole education, I'll give it to them. But what they really should do is just ask their title company, what's wholesaling and what's the assignment of contract? And they can look it up themselves. And okay, once they find out it's legal, it's fine, right?
Yeah, I kind of broke it down to them. And they
to be honest, though, Juan, they're not going to trust you. Why? Because you're in it for your own dollar. They need to hear it from somebody else saying that wholesaling's legit, right?
Got you. Okay.
And so, that's when I hear about one thing's the only thing you should do. I talk to multiple sources about it, and then they'll say, okay, that's actually legit and real, right? Yeah. So when you hear me talk about that cold calling works, go listen to other people and see if they get deals from cold calling. They do. So it's more than one person showing it.
No, definitely. That's why I'm taking the cold calling approach to it. Because I'm on the phones all day. I'm comfortable with that. That's the approach I'm going to be taking. So I did actually find a title company that works with wholesalers too. So I just kind of wanted to see if you guys knew about my market. I don't know if I should say it out loud or should I type it privately? Cause I looked at one. It's in Oklahoma. It's Norman. There's a college there, so it's pretty good. It meets all the requirements. And then also
Tulsa. If it meets the requirements, I'm going to say it's good.
Okay.
Median home price and population. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. So I talked to the title company. I guess I'm just going to talk to a couple more cash buyers just to make sure that, you know, they kind of know what's up. So I think that's what I'm going to target today. One thing that I did talk to a couple title companies, and they were talking about that it is a little bit longer closing dates because of the abstract that they have to do. Do you guys know anything about that?
In the state?
Yeah, that's what a lot of the title companies were telling me.
I mean, it depends. If the title company is saying it, try other title companies, but how many days are we talking?
That's...
It's a little ridiculous, but is that only one title company or multiple ones?
That was two of them that I talked to because the rest were basically like saying that they don't work with wholesalers.
Well, if that's what their policy is, that's their policy. And if the seller's a problem, they can talk to the title company about it. I mean, my inspection period's 30 days to 45 at minimum, so I don't really care.
I mean, you can use that. Gotcha.
As leverage.
Yeah, you can use it as leverage, but like, the reality, it the worst case scenario I've ever seen is like 7 to 10 days to pull a correct title. I get it. Some deals are a little bit more complicated, but on average, 7 to 10 days, the worst I've ever seen. So just in Florida, I've closed stuff in less than 3 days from the day of the contract to the close. Long as they get the title back, you give it to an underwriter to write a title policy. That's the only ever holdup. So unless there's something not being disclosed or something.
Yeah, don't
like
worry
that.
About it.
But remember, retail title companies, they all say 30 to 45 days because they don't want to be rushed in anything. So they just, their average contract is almost 45 to 60 days. So, and the reality is they tell you is because most people don't ask questions and they're like, okay, she told me 30 to 45 days. So you can use that with your sellers, but every now and then you're going to have a deal where you got to take it down in 2 or 3 weeks or less.
True.
And you just got to be prepared, because when that deal comes up, it's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. And that's not the time to scramble to find the title company, because you're going to be way under the gun for it. So I think you're just getting a standard answer on that. I don't think that's an accurate number. I think that's just that title company's policy.
So let me ask you guys this. So if I were to, you know, basically, you know, come up with a, with a contract, right, and I have some trouble doing all this, would it be would I obviously JVing with you guys, that would be a lot more smoother. So after how many JV deals in that market, you know, would I kind of find my own like little like niche for it, where I don't have to like, you know, depend on, well, because that's essentially the whole thing, is you want to end up doing it by yourself, right?
Yeah, that's the point.
That's the goal.
I mean, you don't need a JV with it. You have your own cash buyers.
Yeah, that's
true. We're going to do what we talked to you guys about finding the buyers. So we're just basically doing the work that you should be doing. I mean, some people need it, right? If it's a new market, but like, I mean, for a lot of people, it's like just sometimes just do it yourself. I mean, I've had to say no to a couple of deals right now. I'm going to make 20 grand. I'm like, just call. I just call, right? Like, there's some deals where people are like, no, I just want to do a deal with you. I'm like, okay, fine. And boom, it's like that. So.
Got you. Okay, cool. And last question here. So I actually got a high equity list, and I did, you know, obviously do the filters on it. So basically that's just to go ahead and start off. So high equity with all the filters, residential, you know, off market, no, all that good stuff, right? And I pulled about 6,000 for that one. So that's what I'm going to hit, because I'm going to be doing it full-time starting Monday. So my idea was, you know, go ahead and get started with something right now with 6,000. And then my goal for this week is to go ahead and, you know, basically pull the code of violations in that county to basically have the next list ready for once I finish the 6,000. But do you guys think that's a good strategy on like right now what I have with the leads that I have going on?
I like it. I think it's great.
It works. Wow. Don't overthink it.
Yeah. You talk to people who are motivated, you should do good.
Awesome, man. Yeah, because that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you guys before I get started, because I'm like, all right, I'm really pumped. I have a nice little, you know, 3 month, you know, cushion. So I'm going to hit it hard. Okay.
Make a note to keep Juan out of the cage in Stuart.
Love it, man.
We should have that on the application. Do you have any MMA training? No. Oh my
God. All right. I appreciate it, man. Keep it up.
I'm just a wrestler, dude. I can't do the other stuff.
Oh, yeah. All right. So next year we got Diana.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Diana, how are you
doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
I'm blessed. What's up? How can I help you out today?
So I finally got my first contract signed. Yay.
All right.
Yeah, but it's like a weird, I guess we all deal with weird situations, right?
It's the standard.
Yeah.
Tell us.
So I locked it up for less than what, like the liens are like 40K plus minus, but I locked it up for 10. So does the, when I find, I'm trying to, and I'm in the process of finding a cash buyer, which found one, he's going to take a look at the property today. So does the cash buyer pay for the liens, or like, how does it work with this?
So let me simplify this for you. Do you have a title company you're working with?
Yeah.
They've got to pull the title like yesterday, as fast as possible. Yeah. And then basically they put it out there and they'll get a report back of all monies owed against the property. Okay. The sooner you get that number, the better, because you need to know exactly what that number is. So you know what kind of contract to accept from your cash buyer. So, and then also, what do you know what kind of liens they are? I mean, what kind type of companies?
It's a vacant property. So it's a property that it's like almost 3 acres, but the house is like,
but what's the lien?
Is it from the city?
Utility, code violations. I think there's even some tax delinquencies.
Okay.
So just to give you a heads up, they'll give you a report of all the liens, you know, taxes and utility liens. Those are really non-negotiable. A code violation from the city is highly negotiable.
Yeah. Okay.
And we can kind of share some tricks and tactics for it, because they want the problem solved and the property to move on. So get that title search as soon as possible and find out what your worst case number is. And then there might be the ability while you're doing this to negotiate some of the liens down. That's a great tactic we use on these, but there's certain liens that are negotiable and some just, they're not worth your time to do it. Yeah. So if you know it's 40, you know, you're going to actually charge more than 40. And you said it's just a vacant piece of land.
No, there's property on it.
Okay.
I think that's where I kind of messed up, because I called the city myself and I gave them my email and everything for them to send me like a whole payoff amount. And that's why she told me it's like 40 plus minus, but they're going to take a few days to kind of count everything up to see exactly what the lien amount is.
Does the seller know this?
No.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. You hiding this from the seller, they might just want to get out of it, because doing the math here, they are going to owe $30,000 at closing out of their own pocket, which they might just want to keep it where it's at, because it might be advantageous for them just to walk away from the property.
Well, let me ask you this. Does the seller, you're telling me they're not aware of the liens against the property?
Oh, no. They're aware. They're not aware. Okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Here's the question is, they don't expect to pay money out of their pocket to sell you this property.
They are. That's like the weird part. He knows he's not going to like make any money from it. He told me that he's just really sick of this whole hassle, because I'm guessing city or whatever keeps contacting him with
if
all
he
the
knows it. It should be fine.
Yeah. So Diane, here's what you want to do is get that report back. In the future, everybody watching this, never ever call the city to get like payoffs, because I'm going to be honest with you, it red flags the file.
Okay.
People will negotiate the heck out of liens when they don't think anything's going to happen with it. The minute they know the property's being sold, they won't negotiate anything.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to play stupid on the whole thing. The title company gets the report. And then basically what I would teach you to do is call the city on behalf of the home and say, listen, I'm working with this wonderful homeowner. He's sick to his stomach. He wants to resolve this. He doesn't have the money for it. I see like a $30,000 lien from code violation. Is there something we can do with apply to like give us a break, because he doesn't have the money to sell it and the property is going to go into complete disrepair if we don't work this out? So if you do it from the homeowner's perspective and you truly are trying to help them out, then create a win-win situation. Here's also what I'm going to tell you is help. So the homeowner's actually been very cooperative with you with everything.
Yes. So he was he started out kind of angry and just kind of like he wasn't a happy caller, let's just say that. He was really like mad for some reason and everything, but I understand him, he has crap going on in his life. So I kind of tried to just kind of de-escalate the situation. I told him that, hey, I am really trying to help you and just kind of get out of this mess. And he did kind of simmer down, because he saw that like I'm not gonna he tried to like cuss me out and stuff. I'm not going to do that back to him. I was like, hey, please just let me try. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but let me try to help you. And he agreed and all of that. So it was nice. I de-escalated it. But when I called the city, I didn't tell them that I'm buying the property. I did tell them that I am just in contact with the homeowner. Okay.
And so if you have to negotiate any of these, go from the homeowner's side of it. And here's what you need. The worst case scenario is the homeowner, it sounds like he's already agreed to pay these fines. I'd find a way to pleasantly surprise the homeowner and put a little bit of money in their pocket. Create a win-win situation for everyone involved. Because just to get a reduction and stuff, sometimes you have to extend the contract to go through these, they call it, it's a magistration process. But if I can knock 10, 20 grand off your deal and then take some of that money and give to the seller, you win. Your seller wins and your new cash buyer is going to win and you make it work, but you need the cooperation of the seller. So if you can pleasantly surprise your sellers, guys, you look like a hero in their eyes. So just because he's already committed, he goes, listen, I'm going to pay those fines. This is where you can be a gift to people in wholesaling and really surprise them, and it'll help your skill sets. The theme of today's show is the bigger the problems you can solve, the more money you guys are going to make. You are right in the zone, Diana. So great job.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And I'm doing this being at home with two kids. So
there you go. There you go. Get those payoffs as soon as you can to see what's going on.
Okay.
And then you sit down with the title company, go, which ones can I negotiate and which ones can I not?
Yeah. And that's what she's going to get back to me at, because I did ask that right away. Not as from, like I said, not from like that I'm buying the property. I just asked that as from the homeowner's perspective. Okay. And then, so if, is there any way that the cash buyer pays for the liens or no? That's not.
Well, they could.
You could.
It'd be part of their price.
It's everything's negotiable. But very few cash buyers want to take over a property with incumbent liens on it.
No, it would come out of your assignment fee. That's the best way to do it. So they would have to theoretically pay $60,000, let's say, for the deal. You're making $50,000 and you take $40,000 out and then you make 10. So unfortunately, if you want to make $10,000, the cash buyer is going to have to pay $60,000 for it, which I'm not going to see happening. That's the issue.
So the cash buyer that's going to take a look at it out today.
Just give him a price. Him or
I gave him 65 and he was pretty open to it.
Okay.
Walk through. Make it a win-win. A shot.
But just talk the final numbers to the cash buyer. Don't get into the weeds of liens because you don't know which ones are going to stick. So if you get it 65 and you get the liens cut in half, you could potentially make $40,000. So don't put your foot in your mouth to the deal. And use my assignment contract, because in it, it says if you have the ability to negotiate a lien, that goes to your side of the assignment contract. The seller doesn't get it. I learned that the hard way.
I'm learning a lot the hard way.
When you have it under contract, if you want to negotiate a lien, guys, if there's something on there and you get it reduced, say you knock it down $10,000. If you don't have that clause written in your assignment of contract, your seller gets the benefit. You don't. So make sure you use our assignment of contract, and right up to the closing day, you're going to fight to try to get the liens negotiated.
What's a good way to explain? Because I am doing this virtually. I'm not from where I'm doing it.
Yeah.
The homeowner, he's very, I want to say OCD. He's like skeptical almost of like this whole process. How do I explain to him like in a very nice.
To the homeowner?
Yeah, that I'm not going to be there to close and like.
Well, you don't have to be. Yeah. Like, we're in a society where you don't have to do that. So is he suspect of your ability to close the deal?
Yeah. He like, at first he thought I'm fully scamming him, which I'm like, no, I'm not.
The cash buyer is your partner, Diana. You know that.
Yeah.
Someone that is going to the house, the cash buyer. Cash buyer, your partner is going to be giving the funds. Like, this is legit.
And you specialize in helping homeowners out in this exact situation. And you're providing an amazing service, because the reality, he's probably skeptic, because I would imagine he's probably had this under contract multiple times and people can't figure it out.
Yeah, that's exactly what he told me. He tells me that I've been through this many times and every single one of you, and he like kind of said partner, can't seem to figure anything out. So he's like, if you're wasting my time, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, man, you want to help him.
That's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, and have the title company pull the search and put all the data together. And then your job is to bring it across the finish line and solve these problems. It's not the easiest thing in the world. And that's how wholesaling works. But if you can solve the problem, you'll make the money. Most investors quit because they don't understand it. So also get intel from your seller and go, what was the problem on the previous contract? What was the sticking point? So you can try to kind of fast track the deal and find out what the problem is. Once you know the problem is, you can tell the title company, and then they'll try to figure out a solution ahead of time before it comes up in the last hour.
Okay. And one more question. Is it a problem if the cash buyer that I talked to right now, he mentioned that he also does wholesaling once in a while on the side. Is that kind
of... That means they do it full time.
No. I mean, I guess so. Just put a $3,000 non-refundable EMD. Boom.
You'll find out quick.
Okay.
And then ask them how many houses they've bought in the past... Let's call it year. And if it's zero, don't trust him.
I found him because he has quite a bit of rentals on Zillow. Good.
Okay, there you go.
So I'm not going to call him just a flat-out full-time wholesaler because he owns rentals. That's good.
Yeah.
Just all you literally have to do is just $3,000 non-refundable EMD. Boom.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys.
You got it. That's an awesome job, by the way.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Okay. Well, let us know how it works out.
Yeah. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you guys.
Awesome.
Boom. Guys, that's it. If you want to learn how to wholesale real estate for free, go to freewholesaling.com and make sure you guys smash the like button, subscribe, and we'll see you soon.
See you guys.
Appreciate it. Boom.
Later.